Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. 6 minutes past nine, Friday morning. It's the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Got some Lord Yellow Flicker Beat to play you next. But right now, it is a pleasure to be joined on the line by Joe Scanlon, who is the chairman of the all-new Chelmsford City Racecourse. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I would like to say we have a stable connection on the line, and it is time to giddy up and have this conversation.
Well, that's a good intro.
Thank you. Not so keen on the horse puns.
Never mind.
So this is very exciting. I know this has been in the news for years. Is racing coming to Chelmsford? Is it not? But it is finally happening this Sunday. I bet you're very excited about it.
Yes, apprehensive, nervous, but excited at the same time, absolutely, yeah.
How long has it taken to get this full thing in operation to actually get Sunday to happen?
Well, we purchased a track after some lengthy negotiations just about 12 months ago for other reasons. We were unable to start building until May, so we've managed to complete a brand new grandstand between May and December, which has been something of a feat. So still a little bit of work outstanding that they're still doing, but everything's shipshape and ready for Sunday, so it's been quite a struggle, but we're nearly there.
When I advertised that you were coming on the show this morning, instantly I got tweets, and I've read a lot of tweets all this week. People, can we get tickets? When can we get tickets? Do you want to just clear up the situation? Because a few of the events are invitation only, aren't they?
They are. Now, I know it's disappointing for people because everybody wants to be at the first meeting. You know, it's historic first time and all the rest of that. But when they opened last time, it was best part of 6 years ago now when they last raced, and they raced for less than 12 months. The course wasn't ready. There were lots of complaints from people that they weren't happy entirely with the facilities and all the rest of that. So we wanted to make sure that this time, when we open for general sale to the public, everything will be as good as we can make it. The other point to make is that this is new to us. It's new to our caterers. It's new to our bar staff. The facilities are all brand new, so we do really need a few meetings to bed everything in.
When the public are welcome, how can people go about getting tickets? Can they get tickets now?
No, tickets will be probably... we want to see how this meeting goes, and we'll judge from this whether we need another one or another two soft launch meetings. So we can't really say until we have a wash-up meeting on Monday after Sunday's event. But as soon as we make a decision as to when our first general sale tickets will be available, that will be on our website. Tickets will only be available in advance on our website throughout this 12 months. Or, of course, if they're available on the day, then we will sell them at the box office.
And something else that I think is worthwhile mentioning is the venue has the ability not just to host racing, but are you hoping for music events and other events other than racing?
Yeah, we haven't planned any music events yet for 2015, but we would like to have maybe two or three music events after racing through the summer months. So we will be doing that. We're also going to open the venue for... on non-race day activities. We'll open the restaurants at weekends, and we'll also be looking to do corporate events there and weddings, etc.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. The best of luck for Sunday. I know it's very exciting for everyone that it's finally happening this Sunday, and best of luck with it, and hopefully it all goes well and the public can go and watch racing as soon as possible. And I know if people are on Twitter, you're using the hashtag Bring Racing Back to Essex as well, aren't you?
We are indeed, yeah. It's not one of my strong fortes, but we've got people that are better than I am. But my apologies again for not being able to allow the general public in on Sunday, but... and we're grateful for everybody's patience.
Thanks for your time, Joe, this morning. And once again, best of luck for Sunday.
You're welcome. Thank you now. Bye-bye.